What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside the second best baby blues in all of San Francisco, maybe the world, Mr. Tim Geddes. Tim, how you doing? Host.
I'm doing fantastic, Nick.
We got great energy today, guys.
I'm already feeling it. We got some great topics to talk about today.
Lots of great topics. And of course, to Tim's left, we've got the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting, rootin' tootin', nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Nick, we missed you today, man, during Among Us. What happened?
Yeah.
So that was a fun story.
So I get a text from Greg 4 minutes or 5 minutes before I'm supposed to play with you guys. And he's like, yo, are you still doing this? I am 25 minutes away from my apartment running errands. I totally spaced. I have zero excuse. I literally on Friday when we did the production meeting was like, I'd love to play that game. That sounds fun. Eight people? What could possibly? And then what happened was, it was one of those things where, like, for people who out there that give a shit, welcome to the podcast, by the way, five friends, whatever. When I look at the weekly schedule, if I don't see my name by it, it doesn't exist. And the meeting that we had put on the calendar said everyone's name, but you had to click into it. So I just saw it, glanced over, and was like, I'm not a part of that. I don't know what Among Us is. I don't care. I'm going to go to the hardware store and buy screws. And then I felt so bad because as much as oblivious as I am, and Tim, you'll appreciate this, mm-hmm. I usually don't miss things.
True.
This is the first time in a long time that I just plain
straight
old,
up missed. Yeah.
Like went over to my bed and shit the bed. I just shit the bed completely. But I know that Greg's wasn't mad at me because when he's usually mad at me, he's like actually really nice. So he's like, you know, it's okay. We'll figure it out. But I know that he thinks it's funny when he calls me a giant piece of shit. And today when I called him, he's like, I was like, dude, I'm so sorry that I missed Among Us. He's like, you're a big piece of shit. I'm like, we're square. We're fine.
Yeah, we're good. We're totally fucking good.
Yeah, there was discussions early on because we're getting the group together and it's Greg had to do the post show for Games Daily, but we're all in the Discord kind of getting prepared. Trying to warn people of what to be aware of when you're playing the game, this and that. And then Greg jumps back in and we're getting all the games set up. And then somebody says, is Nick joining us?
Right.
And I know I saw the tweet with your name in the tweet.
Yep.
But immediately I go, no, like there's not a chance Nick is going to remember this. And he has to download the game on his phone. And yep. it's a whole thing. We told him about it on Friday, but Nick, if I were in your position, I would have like skipped out as well. Cause I just like, it's one of those things you agree to and you're like, yeah, sure. And then you just kind of forget about.
It's just one of those things where like professionalism, I should have put that on there, put a little post-it note. It's cause it's out of the weekly routine. Cause normally I'm like, I know I have like five shows I have to be on every week or shouldn't say have to be on, get to be on every week. Sometimes when you throw something into that schedule that I'm not used to, usually like Andy, when we play COD and we click heads together, what's up, you know, season six or whatever, it's out.
Yeah.
You usually hit me up the night before and be like, hey, dude, make sure you do this. Make sure download your game, download the new season or whatever. And then that morning, you're like, you're still good for this, right? And then 5 minutes, you're like, you're on this, right? And I respect that and I appreciate that because, you know, I'm getting old overall.
Imagine being me. So here's Tim Geddes, right?
I felt so bad, dude.
Well, look, I wasn't even on it, but I got ahead of that and said, hey, I got too much shit to do. I can't be on this room, no matter how much I wanted to, because I still haven't played this Among Us, and I want to be a part of it. I don't think I'll be good at it, but I want to just be a part of the zeitgeist with
my friends. I mean, there's no real skill involved. It's just,
I'm really bad at lying, though, Andy. You know this. You've seen me try to
fake it. There's definitely, like, there's some skill involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can.
Because, like, here's the thing. If we can say Joey was really bad at the game, that means there is a skill that she was missing, you know?
Yeah, okay, but Kevin, you have to understand, I take a hard line with Joey every time we play anything.
I'm so happy. For her sake, I am so happy you were not in it.
That I wasn't there.
No, you would have immediately been like, Joey's it.
I told Joey a long time ago, we had a great heart-to-heart conversation where I said, I don't know. There's some broken part of me that really likes like being mean to you when we play games, and we can't do it anymore. We just can't do it anymore.
So I just can't play games together.
I just don't play games with her anymore. I think it's because I never had a little sister.
I was there when that conversation went down. It did not go that way. She was like, "Fuck you! I'm done playing games."
She's like, "I'm not gonna do this anymore." That is kind of how that sounded. Of course, ladies, we want to give a quick This is, if you didn't know, the Kind of Funny podcast where each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around this table, each bringing topics for your enjoyment. We got some doozies here. Also for us, some great topics from our Patreon producers who have written in and given us some cool stuff. We want to give them a shout out. James Davis, Odd Billy, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Blackjack, Whack, Steve Rogers Powers, and oh, Kieran O'Donnell. You are all amazing human beings who have continued to support this podcast, and we love you very much for it. Of course, our sponsors today on this podcast are Upstart, Honey, and Hims, and we're very excited to tell you about that a little bit later. Tim,
yeah,
you said you wanted to kick this topic off.
There's a whole bunch of things I want to talk about, but real quick,
how do you want to slide into this?
Well, to finish what I was saying earlier, imagine being me, right? The guy, I try my best, right? All I get is the fun credit of being the person to kill shows. You know what I mean? It's never the fun stuff. It's always just the it's Tim's fault. It's all Tim's fault.
I don't know where that starts. I don't know where that starts.
I can't imagine where it could start.
I mean, it doesn't help that we never clarify that Tim's not the one that cancels these shows.
So then,
I do. We clarify.
He does constantly.
I jumped in the subreddit, and now it's becoming a meme, and they know that it's fun, and they know that it's not true.
And that's the thing. I'm down.
I'm glad we're at that point, Tim, where the people sort of memeing it know that it's not true, but it's the Tim has blonde hair, Andy has black hair, when really I have dark brown hair. And then they'll do the
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I guess Tim actually does have blonde hair, but I have dark brown hair.
God,
here's the thing. Nick,
Andy's color is blue. Andy's color is blue, not Tim's. Like all that dumb shit.
Exactly.
They've become aware, Nick. So there was like a meme that was posted the other day of the Terminator killing off all these shows, and it was Tim's
so
face
with Terminator. Do you want to pull it up?
trying to find it. It was great. But to my point, it's like, the reality of this is me trying my hardest week in and week out to look at the calendar and make it all work and make sure that no one's being overworked and that everybody is on the right amount of shows, that not only are they being overworked, but they're getting enough opportunities to be on camera or this or that or whatever. I try to make it so clear, put in everyone's name in the calendar. Yep, let's color code this. Let's do all this. And yet every time something's out of the ordinary, I'm like, I'm still going to call each and every one of the fucking people involved in this thing just to make sure. And I'm like, why is it me? Why does it have to be me?
No, I mean, to be fair, if I'm doing something and I'm producing that piece of content, I feel that onus as well. And that's just something that I think is a good skill to practice if you're a quote unquote producing, you know, one of the shows. And that's what we used to do at IGN all the time too, right? It's like you'd have to herd. It's like herding cats. Yeah, you have to make sure everyone knows exactly where they're supposed to be. Right? Bring them back in, remind. And this is why I always get pissed off when people don't do these things. Like comics do this shit all the time where it's like, hey, by the way, are you coming to the show tonight? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, oh, 13 weeks ago, I said you should be on this show. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, oh, I just never followed up. I'm like, did you want to maybe remind me that I'm on the show? Like, I know if I said yes, like I feel responsibility to be on it. But also, like, let's double check these things. That's a different situation than where you're at. I literally knew about this. I literally saw it Friday and was like, that sounds like fun. I'm going to. And by the way, I wasn't on it to begin with. You remember that, right? I put myself on this show.
Yeah, that was a Nick choice.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Greg was like, are you sure you want to do that? And he said, because you've got three shows on Tuesday. And I said, I am a professional. I can do it. And I did the least professional possible thing.
It went further than that. It went further than that to the point where Andy was like, wait, Nick, you don't have a PC. So I don't think like you can play on mobile. And Nick was like, okay, you know what? I'll make that work.
Bad idea. I should have got ahead of that. I'm so spaced out these days that, it just didn't work out. So I apologize to you guys. And if you guys popped in and wanted to watch me on that, I apologize.
Well, but they didn't know you were on it, right?
Greg tweeted that. Yeah.
Oh, he did.
As you're supposed to. You're supposed to promote these things. But I popped in for a second just to see if everyone was there and having a good time. And it looked like it was a fun Let's Play. And I just went back to watching The Conjuring too. So it worked out.
Is this the video?
Yeah, I have the GIF pulled up.
Okay, what new hell is this? Oh, the picture? Yes, okay. That's great. Gone but not forgotten, KFAF. Remember when we used to do that show?
They said the Timinator.
Remember when we used to do that show?
Kev, that's a thing too.
Here's the thing about this, guys. I don't know who did that Terminator mock-up right there.
I can tell you.
I'll give that a solid B minus.
That was
okay.
Matt Bowers.
That was good.
Matt Bowers,
great job. But I will say this. Could be better. Okay, you could have gone deep fake on him. You could have actually morphed Tim's face onto Schwarzenegger. Maybe let's try a little harder next time. Just like everyone on the East Coast, try a little harder to protect Rick from Moranis, okay?
Good Lord.
You guys totally, completely failed, and I am disappointed with you all.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
So simply Sassy Vids, killing the game out there. They said, yes, Tim Geddes, you saved the Bandicoot, but at what cost?
Damn.
All of the dead shows in front of me.
Okay, now, to be fair, the morning show just morphed into KFAF, so that one... That one we all killed together.
Yeah.
Killed no, the morning show broke up into a bunch of shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's funny is, Tim, I don't even know if you understand. Was that John Wick that was in there?
Yeah. I mean, contextually, I get it. Yeah, he actually did they did a breakdown of like all the different assets they used. It's a couple different movies and elements.
It's funny. All these shows have one person in common. Oh, wait. Not
What's that? Anymore. Yeah, I wasn't in that, Kevin. If you're gonna lay that shit at my feet,
yeah.
Bullshit.
You got me, Nick. You got me.
First off, let's go back to that picture because I was not originally on Debatable.
Johnny
Ace was brought in.
Yeah.
Johnny Ace was brought in.
That's a terrible show
for that fucking hack, Jared Petty.
Can we dissect it now that it's dead? Because it's like, God, I hated that show so much.
Here's the thing:
there's 10 people that really liked that show.
When we do Josh Brody, I really enjoy that. I really enjoy doing trivia based stuff with you guys. It's just, I'm glad that show's gone.
Yeah, Debatable.
There was a way to do that show better than what it was, and the sheer fact of the matter is, when we did Kind of Funny 4.0. There was a lot of change happening at once, and we tried our best to focus on everything equally. And really, the thing was, that was Jared's. And I think that would have been awesome had he been able to focus, but his life changed dramatically immediately.
Well, he also and this is just something I want to say about Jared. Worst, like, movie or just the worst opinions. His lists were always terrible. Oh, God.
But I've seen people, like, criticize come up with better ideas of how to run the show. And I actually really like them, where the idea would be the host is actually an expert in the topic. And then the two people coming to them are bringing, because in that conversation, it's equal footing of like,
right.
There's at least an understanding and like there's some value to the content.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that, because I feel like Johnny Ace knows a lot about pop punk when Barrett and I did the episode and pitching what the top 10 pop punk songs to Johnny Ace would be made perfect sense, because Johnny Ace has such a wealth of knowledge in the world of pop punk. And it got to a point where I just started thinking to myself, what songs are on Guitar Hero that Johnny Ace might know?
That's so fucking funny.
Does Johnny Ace know that there's more to pop punk than just Green Day?
I mean, the list that I brought to that episode of the top 10 pop songs, I ended up like having two of them on the list and just thinking of other stuff, because I knew Johnny Ace wasn't going to know any of these fucking songs.
Listen, man, Ace is just more concerned with world issues than he is That's with true.
I mean, rest in peace, Johnny Ace, you know what I mean?
R.I.P.
His plane went down.
Did he get the vid? What happened?
No, I said his plane went down.
Oh, that's a much better. Vid.
Yeah,
the pilot had COVID. Better. The pilot had COVID.
Wow. Looking at the other shows, like Party Mode, is something where I'm like, I feel like we are on the precipice of figuring out a successor to.
Yeah,
like, we've been Twitch streaming so much more. Andy's been killing it, and like focusing more on that and trying to figure out like dialing it in a little bit more. I think we got some cool stuff coming.
Yeah. And again, to be fair, I loved like when Andy would go back and like do the screenings for Party Mode. It was they're great to watch. They're super fun to watch. It's just poor Andy. He was dying. He was dying. And then we were like, we're going to take that off your plate, Andy. And he goes, thank you. And then we go, we're going to put KFAF right back on your plate. And we're just going to give you this big ass long edit. And you're going to stay up all night writing a song about you peeing into a toilet. And that's your life. That's what your life has become.
That is great. But again, going back to the me having to be the bearer of this shit, I look at all of this and look at Andy and I'm like, Andy's talents are better served being this funny, cute little motherfucker on camera.
So adorable.
You know what I mean? His edits are fantastic, but we need to use them sparingly. They need to only come out when Andy's ready to pull them out. They can't be requested on a whim.
But I will say this.
I love the idea. I love that we're just talking about our content right here, because like this is what the people want to listen to. I said in the subreddit that I love the idea of Internet Explorers being something where bits can be made that the whole show does not have to revolve around. Because when Nick and I are planning out KFAF, it becomes we have this cool idea. How are we going to turn that into a 45 plus minute show? This thing is only 2 minutes long. What are we going to do to fill the rest of that time? And that's what becomes the sort of stressful thing about it is trying to make it a longer show. But if there's a stupid celebrity doing something silly on TikTok,
yeah,
and it's Internet Explorers that week, and that's something quickly that we can kind of shit out and not have to make a whole show about that one thing. I love the idea of just of sort of having that freedom to just kind of on a whim think of whatever. With the green screen stuff, I love that it's, if we keep doing Internet Explorers in this way, it sort of becomes a, the comedy is us fucking around and talking to each other, mm-hmm. as opposed to we are planning out this comedy thing every week, KFAF, make me laugh, manufacture mm-hmm. this comedy for me. That's what became super stressful for me, where especially right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah, so with all of it, though, is like looking at our content, it's something that and not to make this totally just an inside baseball thing. I want to make it a fun inside baseball thing of at least like talking through some stuff. Like there's been a lot of talk about Kind of Funny and where we're at. And it's like I think there's no denying Kind of Funny Games right now is just on fucking fire. Like between all of the live reactions we've been doing, the, you know, having XCast as a thing, like all blessing everybody. Everybody's killed. First impressions has been awesome. Having Andy Twitch stream a lot more, like all that stuff's great. The Kind of Funny side has been a little bit different, tougher, harder, having to change some things up. But I do want to read a Reddit post that is very, very important.
Let's go into it, Tim, right now.
Yeah, we're getting into it right now. Because, Andy, this kind of jumps off of what you were talking about like, you talk about, like, what you want Internet Explorers to be. But really what you're talking about is what you want Kind of Funny content to be, the kind of funny side of content, right? It's just us hanging out, whatever. But I don't know if everybody wants that.
Okay. Let's hear it.
This comes from Glynister over on the Kind of Funny subreddit. KF Podcast 90 may be the worst ever. Let's look.
Which one was that?
Last week's.
Yeah, okay.
I agree. Yeah.
All right, that checks in there. Yep, that makes sense.
Yep. Let's look at the content. Nick forgets what Reese's are wrapped in. We talk about this for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We decide to revisit a topic covered in a previous topic, in a previous podcast. So we acknowledge that, but continue to repeat the conversation anyways.
Yeah.
Just they do this for 15 minutes.
You know, if you haven't seen it, it's new to you.
Exactly, Eddie. You fucking nailed it. If Tim has a cancer, it still exists.
They then do terrible Ray Romano impressions while Andy narrates a YouTube video with two guest impressions. This goes on for 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
Then they talk about Peanuts, the show. Mm-hmm. They try to talk about Lucy. They try to talk to Lucy about Peanuts, the show, as well. But they end up asking Jen how to say Tintin. Mm-hmm. This lasts 15 minutes.
Tintin. Tintin.
Tintin.
They talk about the actual topic of the show for 15 minutes. The actual topic of the show was how many Wahlberg brothers are there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There
are so many.
Okay, let him go.
I don't know why I listen to this show anymore. It makes no sense. None of these are complaints. Episode 90 had literally no value. But listening to these nice boys talk at length about nothing of value is one of the most relaxing things we have in this disaster of a world. The Biden and topical episodes are important, but so is this shit. Thanks for everything, you guys.
What was his name?
Glynister. I hope you know Glynister. That we obviously last week's episode is not ideal, right? Mm-hmm. And I think some good came out of it. And I keep on thinking about where I had you all muted, and Kevin talks about something very, very important can't hear because I have everybody kind of like really lowered on the volume, and all of a sudden I try to do a John Hamm impersonation doing a Ray Romano impersonation of him going, rawr. and that interrupted kind of what Kev was trying to do. Anyway, I will say, Glynister, obviously last week is not ideal. And when the episode ended, we cut the stream and we all sort of stayed on mic and we figured out what the thumbnail was going to be like we usually do. And I admitted, and I think even Nick admitted, I was like, sorry, guys, I had nothing that episode. Like, I felt like I'd hit a wall, And I was so tired going into it. And I tried to manufacture excitement and like get myself excited. And I just couldn't fucking do it. So I'm sorry to all the listeners that hated the episode, because I kind of understand.
No, was, but they no one actually hated the episode. It, I mean, I don't want to say no one. But because my thing is, you guys had that conversation. Greg and I had a conversation after that. They're like, those are fucking idiots. That was so great. That was gold, man.
It was just one of those episodes where, like, when you're doing it, you're like, this is different energy than we normally have.
Yeah.
And, like, the energy we came into this episode with is what I'm normally used to. So anything that's a little bit different than that, I'm just aware of. Like, even doing the show, I was like, this is a weird one. I'm enjoying it still because I enjoy talking to you guys about the most asinine shit ever, including, by the way, when I went to a Walgreens with my wife, I pointed out the Reese's peanut butter cups and I was like, they changed the fucking packaging of these. And she's like, you need to get out more. You don't have a life. But So Tywin Glenister or whatever that, what was his name on Facebook?
Good one, Nick. Very good you. One. But my favorite thing about this too, my favorite thing about this is that now we just spent what, 20 minutes talking about what we talked about on last episode.
Spoilers. This episode's title is going to be, we're sorry last week's episode sucked ballsack or something like that.
Actually, that's a pretty good idea. Maybe variation on that, but I like where the energy is.
Yeah,
we're sorry last week's episode is so bad.
It's so bad.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
I'll tell you what, guys. Hey, you bring the drama, both episodes get hits, right? People watch both.
I love it.
You've got to be evocative. That's all you've got to be on this.
Yeah.
I do want to dial it back for a second. I do want to offer Tim a heartfelt, sincere, and you know the second time I use a word that's a synonym for heartfelt, you know it's not going to be sincere, but an apology for starting the Tim killed something thing, because I think that came out of my mouth first.
It did. Yeah.
No way.
I know it's going to come as a shocker, but I think the second it came out of my mouth, I had a moment where I could dial it back, but it was such a good burn that I just had to let it go out.
So instead you doubled down.
Kevin, here's what I'm really surprised by. I'm surprised that Nick didn't go the route of, I was going to stop doing it, but Andy was laughing so hard, I kept going.
You didn't let me finish. So when I made the joke originally, Andy, okay, so let's dial this back. Sorry, guys. We're gonna start peeling layers off of Andy right now. Okay. Andy's got multiple different kinds of laughs.
Great. Tim, see, how did this go from me being the target to Andy being the target?
Because you guys fucking blame me. You lay this shit at my doorstep, and I'm not the only one. Kevin's over there laughing. I'm taking responsibility, but I'm not blaming myself, Andy. I'm blaming you. I'm blaming you. But I'll take the responsibility because I'm a man.
You would be a great president. You would be a great president.
Yeah, give me COVID. I'll get on the balcony and start talking. Oh my God. What happens is this. Andy's got a lot of different laughs, right? And there are these things called nonverbal cues. Andy can communicate with his laughs. When I said Tim killed party mode originally, Andy had the laugh that was a combination. It was equal parts. That was really like irresponsible and you shouldn't say that. And then 50%, that was hilarious. Let's keep going with it. And so I don't know which one ever... To go, see right there, that's it right there. See that laugh was Nick's right, and I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to stay quiet, and Nick's going to take the heat. That's fine. I'll lay it off on my doorstep, guys. I'll pick
sure
it up.
It's a different laugh. I'm pretty sure he's laughing like this bitch pushing the blame.
Yeah,
exactly what it is. That might be 25% of it.
Exactly what it is.
That might be 25% of it.
Because it's always that. It was when we were playing Predator, and that's when the joke began. That's when the joke of like, oh man, party mode. Too bad Tim killed it. And then of course we all kind of laughed, but then you know what, Nick, I know you're like pushing some of the blame on me right now, and that's fine. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Push some of it on Greg too.
Oh Greg no, did. Greg is so Greg,
Greg
is
can't defend himself right now. So go hard, right?
I mean, come on, hard as nails. Greg laughed real hard at that. And Greg gave me, with that laugh, the go-ahead of like, yeah, this is going to be the new thing. But it was the kind of laugh where we know there's going to be a peak and then it's going to drop off a slope. And that's what's probably happened because people don't know how to end jokes when we start them. And that's okay.
As long as
they're not about me.
I'll tell you what. I love this episode so far because it's kind of it's almost like we're airing a meeting, or when we're in a meeting and we're trying to be funny, it's like, oh, this is kind of a mixture of both. To talk about more administrative stuff. I have been sort of put on using Trello by Greg.
Trello is that productivity software that
Yeah, Greg hit me up this morning.
Say no.
And said, I'm looking at Things for Andy, at the Things for Andy Slack channel. And the things that I was hoping to get from you, like ASAP, have been buried by just a bunch of chatter. And he's like, would you think about using Trello? And I was like, I mean, I use Jira and Game Dev and like using Trello. For those of y'all don't know, people listening, Trello is I'm going to write down, here's four tasks you need to do. Here are the deadlines. And then when you're done, you drag it to the done box. And it's kind of just like having post-it notes, but virtual post-it notes.
And then for people that don't know even more, the Things for Andy Slack channel is in the Kind of Funny Slack. There's a channel called Things for Andy that anytime we need any design stuff, we literally just give him the vaguest outline of what we need and a date. And it is very inefficient.
We talked about this on one of the podcasts last week. Was it Internet Explorers?
Regardless. Continue.
Anyway, so and the thing that scares me about it is like, man, now it's gonna feel real. Like being put on Trello, this job starts to feel a little bit more jobby, and I'm not super against it
because you're not against it. Okay,
I'm kind of not against it. I know, Kevin. I know it's crazy, but I think it will be better for me in the long run, and I'll tell you why. Greg's been wanting me to make these. First off, Greg wanted me to make a graphic of like, here's on We Have Cool Friends coming up. Answer your question.
Oh, you didn't make
and
that?
We used it. I made it and we used it once.
Man, that show's 2 weeks away from Tim killing it anyway.
That's actually a good show.
I know.
The surprising thing is you are really good on it. Yeah, there it is. Einstein, guys. It's Einstein.
He's really, really good at it.
We Have Cool Friends. No one can kill it.
Anyway. I made that graphic for here's what's coming soon, and We Have Cool Friends. And that graphic got used once, hasn't been used since. Greg also wants
to be fair to that. Sorry, just really quick. I believe that's only been two episodes ago, and one of them was the Adam Sessler since then, and then the other one, Dan.
Jeff Keighley.
Oh yeah, you're right. Adam Sessler was before that, right?
So it's so funny because I was
no, we didn't do Adam Sessler. Yeah,
I was about
Jeff
to compliment.
Keighley. They look the same, you know.
I was about to compliment Kevin on pronouncing Sessler almost correctly, and he it was a totally
it was the wrong name.
It was the wrong
name. Yeah, it's the wrong name.
You managed to put more S's in Sessler than you in there, but it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I always treat it like an S3 with a sizzle in the middle, you know?
There was about three extras there, yeah. But then Greg also wants me to make a graphic of here's what we're streaming this week. And I understand I got to make that graphic, and I probably should have done it yesterday. And yesterday, it wasn't even in the back of my mind to make this damn graphic because that's how damn forgetful I am. So it's kind of like I don't like having to use Trello, but I get it, and I will get used to it. You know what I mean? Because I think it'll be better for me in the long run.
It's
because the idea of like using Jira and Trello and shit like that just reminds me of being in game development and having like a long task of things to
deadlines.
Do. And like,
yeah.
You know, it's funny. So for the longest time, Tim, I don't know if you remember this or not, but for the longest time, Fran was so about Trello when we were at IGN. He was like, Nick, did you use the Trello? Use the Trello. And my Trello, after like a month or two, it was just a long list of shit I had to do and nothing else. Because I was like, I'm going to just do this stuff. I always either forgot to update it or, you know, it was IGN. So some fucking asshole senior vice president one day would be like, you guys got to do this thing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then a week later, they'd be gone. So I'd be like, cool, I don't have to do that thing anymore. But anyway, Andy, good for you.
That entire story, this is like, I think you changed characters like four times of like who you're actually talking about.
Here's
and then
the
you used a Fran voice, which I just, sorry. To be clear, that's not.
That was not Fran. Fran was not that was never a senior vice president to my knowledge. But it was one of those things where we tried so desperately because IGN, you know, we had like 30 people producing content just on the video side. And so we always were trying to figure out what level, like what production software we could use to help bring those in. And I don't know that we ever found a good workflow for that. I'm sure they have one now, but
they use Trello now, as far as I know. Their shit's so much better now than it was when we were there. Like, their shit they figured it out.
There were moments where people would just be like, no. And you're like, cool.
I guess one of the bigger complaints is that I am always being tasked to do these Photoshop things. I don't agree with it. I think it's dumb because everybody who works here at Kind of Funny is so good at Photoshop. Mm-hmm. Like, I am not the only one who's really good at it. Like, Tim, for example.
Is that true?
I'm a I'm a fucking master at it. You know, yeah, it's just like there are certain days when Andy is on a stream. Like I think you were doing the Among Us stream and no one had made the Kind of Funny Games Daily thumb. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll have to step up. No one else is available. So I'm going to do it. Kev, can you bring up the youtube.com/ Kind of Funny Games channel? Because I just want to look at the front page and see if there's any way that we can go back. Yeah, this is fine. Actually, this is fine. Like, figure out which one is not like the other, or which two are not like the other.
Which thumbnail did Andy not make?
Can I guess which ones you made, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I can't see him very clearly, though. Let me go to the actual page. Hold on. Let me go. Are they in the first row?
I mean, just choose. I don't know.
Okay. So I'm going to say thumbnail number one, where it's literally just the PlayStation is greater than the other PlayStation.
PlayStation
is one of yours.
Pro.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Is one of yours. And then I'm also going to say...
Why would anyone put white... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, so what's that? Did you make this PS I Love You one with the white controllers on the white background?
Yeah, so that's the second thumbnail I made that day because Greg changed the whole topic, so I had to shit out a really, really fast one.
Now, can we scroll back up?
I think
I'm pretty sure Andy made this one with Greg with his face scrunched into the Halo. Because I think you just made a bunch of those. That's a great one. What am I looking at here? I don't think you'd made the Cyberpunk thumbnail, though, because that's a lot of good clipping out, and you're not that good.
Now here's the thing. Two thumbnails I really want to bring attention to. One, obviously, is the Donkey Kong 64 one that Andy made, which is like one of the greatest thumbnails that have ever been made of Barrett and Blessing in the minecart. But, Kev, scroll down a bit. The other one, this one's kind of a cheat, but I made the Minecraft Steve Rocks the Block one.
Oh,
that's there, and that was only because Andy wasn't awake, because that was a 6 a.m. one, and I didn't want to have to make the whole my face reaction thing, so I literally just took a screenshot from the video. So it's kind of cheating. I didn't make anything. I just clipped something out.
Well, here's the thing about Andy, right? I'm actually okay at Photoshop, but Andy knows to make the thumbnails for me. Otherwise, I will make the thumbnail and then I will ask him for notes over and over and over again until eventually he just goes, fuck it, I'll do it myself.
But so the funniest thing, though, about this thumbnail I made today is I was working on it, and I spent about 10 minutes coming up with something that didn't look that bad. It was it was actually kind of okay. Kev, can you bring up, I sent in Discord the actual thumbnail itself.
Why wouldn't you just use a different color background? It looks like there's a little crevice.
So hear me out. I had something that actually looked okay. I didn't have the font that he uses for Games Daily, so I couldn't write any fancy words on it. And I had the headline for this one was the PS5 is posed to outsell the PS4 in its first year.
Cool.
So I'm like, how am I supposed to show that visually, right? So I started by searching for PS5 PNG and PS4 PNG to get these images transparent backgrounds.
Naturally,
for some reason, every PNG I found of them was one of those bullshit non-transparent PNGs.
The web, so
they're on white.
You,
you have to go to the websites. You have to go to the websites and download them.
Oh, I know. But I made something that looked pretty good, but I couldn't get the font right. And I was like, I am struggling with this. Like, it's one of those things where I am so close to it looking fine that it looks super uncanny valley and it's off. So I was like, fuck it. I have these white pictures. I'm just going to put a greater than sign in some Arial fonts in between them. And Andy's going to think it's funny. was literally, this is me fucking with Andy. Where I was like, I'm going to dumb this one down, dumb it back. Now, Kev, bring up the full one again. I don't know if you can tell, but.
Whenever we send things on Discord, I don't understand how to download them. So give me 2 seconds.
Okay, I can send it to you in assets on Slack. Where the hell did it go?
Andy, you made the Cyberpunk one? Who made the Cyberpunk one? That's pretty cool. Good job.
I mean, it's just an image from Google.
Hair to him?
No. Cyberpunk posted that on Twitter to say, we went live, or the game has gone gold. But they also had a bunch of text on the left side that I had to delete and get rid of.
Oh, okay. Man, that's exciting, by the way, that it's not delayed.
I know. It's pretty crazy. But anyways, the Kev's going to bring it up in a sec. For this, I totally am liking. Oh, but the Cyberpunk one, I want to look at that one again too, because I want to question Nick if he knows who it looks like.
Sure. It's funny though, Tim, and I appreciate you, because everyone always gives me a lot of shit because obviously I'm the biggest troll here at Kind of Funny, right? What is it? What's in there? What is it?
It's just you can see how much he effort he put in.
It's got the
look at the top of the PS5.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Man.
I love it. I think it's great. God, you could have gone with an eraser and turned the brush to like,
trust me, 50%. I did.
Oh, okay,
Kev, I did, and then I went all the way back. I'm like, no, this is what I'm doing.
Oh my God! And it's funny because it's like you can follow it where it's the bottom corners too.
Yeah, the bottom there too.
It's great. That's funny.
It's one of those things where there are times where Blessing's like, oh, I could do the thumbnail. Don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, great. And then Blessing will make it and be like, ah, man, I wish I could have like gotten my hands on that. So it's like, you know, I'm glad when other people do the thumbs, don't get me wrong. But then I see him sometimes, I'm like, ah, I'd like, there have been times where Tim will do his own reaction thing. And I'll just kind of like, hey, do you want me to remake that? Like, I'm not trying to fuck with you. Like,
the answer is always yes. Always yes.
Like, always yes. And the thing is, this is the problem, Andy, is you did that one time to me. I uploaded the thumbnail and you downloaded it from Slack, fixed it, and re-uploaded it. And I was like, cool. Clearly, Andy's open to giving me feedback on these things. You should have never opened that door for me to go through. Because there's no closing it. Because you know I'm insecure about being an artist. And I know you're a much better artist than I am. So I want to learn from you. And I want to just sit with you 8 hours a day, maybe 10 hours a day, have you teach me Photoshop.
Okay.
Kev, can you bring up the one I just sent to ask this as well?
Let me just back up what Nick said. It is really fun when you're like, "Hey, Andy, how do I outline something?
What is this? Andy,
and,
how do you
and
brush
he's
the
like,
thing?
All right, so what you want to do is do this. He's like, and then I'll go and be like, I'm gonna switch the size of it. He's like, oh, just press Alt and brackets, and that's that'll so change cool. the size of the and it's like this is really impressive.
Andy has taught me how to clip mask things out in Photoshop 15 times. And to be honest with everyone but Andy, I already know how to do it. I just like him teaching me.
So Nick, what are we talking about here? Like? Obviously, this is Keanu Reeves.
Right. It's the Keanu Reeves character from Cyberpunk.
Johnny Silverhand is his name.
Johnny That's Silverhand amazing. Is so cool.
But does he look like anyone else to you?
Yeah. He looks a little like Andy.
No, not who we're looking for.
No, to be fair, Dick, I did get a lot of... Whenever there's an image of Johnny Silverhand, I always get tweets. Is this Andy? Is that
you
Andy?
You know why? Because it's the... And Andy, I don't mean this as an insult.
It's the beard not connecting.
It's the beard not connecting.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And if I were you right now, Andy, and I would actually front the money for you, I think we should sue CD Projekt Red because they are clearly aping that part
connects.
Of your beard.
You guys, the beard connects.
It barely connects.
No, but Keanu has this thing where like... The beard doesn't go all the way over here into the goatee. Crazy. There's always like the gap right here. There's always a gap.
It has sort of Mel Gibson's hair from Lethal Weapon, but that's not what you're looking for.
You're getting close. What else has that? Has Mel Gibson hair from Lethal Weapon 4?
Kurt Russell.
From Lethal Weapon 4?
I think that's what you just said, right?
Well, I just said Lethal Weapon, but he...
Oh,
he
then Lethal... I don't know why I brought 4 into it.
I don't know. He didn't have that hair in 4. It's a pretty good one, yeah. Kurt Russell. Is that Kurt Russell's
okay,
hair?
I mean, Kurt Russell's good too.
Yeah.
I think he looks like Kurt Russell, yeah.
He does have Kurt Russell hair. Mm. So, okay, maybe I'm getting a little overzealous here.
Yeah, give me a hint here.
You know?
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
Okay, there's a lot of things.
Lives with him.
There's a lot of things that went. I was trying to get at. I hate you so much, Kevin. I want that clear. I want it clear.
Why is he looking like he looks? Okay, never mind. What? Who is this?
He looks
what
like
is,
fucking Willy Wonka from the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka.
Oh.
But no, sorry, bit. No. Kevin just did with those stupid-ass glasses. I was trying to get at the point that he looks like Kevin. He looks like Kevin with
but
the hair.
I didn't have
Kevin
any aviators.
With the sunglasses on.
I didn't have any aviators.
Oh, I see.
So I
see.
Just slacked Kevin, and I said, hey, go pop up with the sunglasses. And he decided to fucking do what he just did.
I didn't have...
Kevin, we were on such a good run with this show.
I know, Tim. Yeah. I know. And here's the thing. I didn't have aviators. What do you want me to do? All I had was Paolo's Gucci glasses.
This is why I constantly feel lost. And this is why everyone out there that goes, oh, Nick's an old fogey. He doesn't understand anything. It's because I'm expected to understand this. Did anyone follow that? Andy, were you lost during that? Or did you follow it 100%?
I was very lost. Because I don't think he really looked like Kevin.
No, he doesn't. He has Kevin's hair. Kevin has, this is the thing. Kevin has amazing hair and I love it long. It looks great long. He's doing the Steven Seagal where he throws it back in the ponytail every once in a while when he really wants to get to work. I think, and this is me saying this because I've had the mullet for a while.
Why is Kevin making that face?
He just likes to look at himself. It's fine. He's trying to nail the face. He can't do it.
Valerie's just smirking, but Kevin's doing like this.
Kevin looks like somebody just shit Kevin's pants for him. That's what he like. How did that get in?
Ew, Jesus.
Yeah, somebody shit in my pants. I lost my train of thought. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I love it. It's gone.
But Andy, I'm glad you were a little bit confused like that too. Because sometimes I feel lost. I get scared. I get silent because I don't know.
I was equally as lost. I was definitely equally as lost. That's okay.
To be clear, when Tim brought it up the first time, I was like, "Oh, it looks like Andy if Andy had long hair." And then he told me, like, you know, I was like, "Oh, it looks like your hair," and it's like, "Oh, it does look like my hair."
I got that. I also want to give a shout out to Kevin wearing the Snoogin shirt today. Can you show the people this amazing shirt you have? That's a great shirt.
Maybe Kevin, maybe they got to Photoshop your hair on my head.
Yes, and we'll see what that looks like. Kevin, take your headphones off and give us some angles of the hair right now so people can do it. Also, it looks like Kevin's floating in a cloud of blue gas that he just keeps disappearing in and reappearing in that.
He's got to have it back
right there, like that, right there. Good. Somebody take that hair, put it on Andy's face, put Keanu Reeves' ribs on Andy's torso.
Give me that silver hand, baby.
Before, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we look at some of your expert Photoshops, we're going to take a quick message to tell you about our sponsors. Hey everyone, we want to take a quick second to tell you about our amazing sponsors, the first of which is Upstart. During these economically turbulent times, everyone is looking for a way to feel more financially secure. So if you're still needlessly throwing money every month at high interest credit card debt, it's time you checked out Upstart, the revolutionary online lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score. Now is the time to find out how low your Upstart rate can be to pay off high interest credit card debt. Unlike other lenders, Upstart can reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate. You don't need a degree or diploma to apply, though. Upstart lets you skip going to the bank because it's completely online. They offer loans for $1,000 to $50,000, so you can consolidate your debts into one easy fixed rate payment. Upstart makes it fast and simple to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate and proceed with your application. The best part, if the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt and get back to using your money your way with Upstart. See why Upstart has 4.5 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot and hurry to upstart.com/kinda to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/kinda. Your loan amount will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Not all applicants will qualify for the full amount. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Honey. You've heard us talk about this because we love Honey. These days, it feels like online shopping is the only shopping we're really doing. That's where today's sponsor, Honey, comes in. It's the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and automatically tests them when you're checking out. Honey is basically your online shopping best friend. Here's how it works. You get Honey on your computer for free in just 2 easy clicks. Then when you're checking out on one of our, it's over 30,000 supported sites, Honey pops up and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons for that site. And if Honey finds working codes, it'll apply the best one to your cart. I'd heard about Honey before they even started sponsoring us because Tim and Kevin use it religiously. And we use it for the business to save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars by just doing what they just said right there. Super easy. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Honey supports all kinds of retailers from tech and gaming sites to fashion brands to even food delivery. It's simple. If you have a computer, Honey should be on it. It's free and works with whatever browser you use. You can get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kinda. That's joinhoney.com/kinda so they know we sent you. Thanks, Honey, for supporting today's episode. Our final sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, is Hims. 4hims.com is all about men's wellness. Need help with ED, hair loss, or have a cold? Interested in mental health or COVID-19 home tests? Hims is here for you. And let me tell you, they're here to tell you about something that's near and dear to a lot of men out there, and that is erectile dysfunction. Well, guess what? Hims has you covered. They got me covered with the hair. I'm using their products for that. And we're excited to tell you that if you are suffering from erectile dysfunction, you don't have to suffer anymore. Through Hims, you can get the prescription medication that treats ED. Real science, real solutions for erectile dysfunction. Hims makes it easy. Hims connects you with a licensed medical professional online who can prescribe FDA-approved prescription medication to treat ED. You get the same active ingredients as the expensive little pill, but without the expensive price tag. This could cost hundreds of bucks if you had to go through a doctor or pharmacy. Not so with Hims. Hims makes it simple and affordable. No embarrassing conversations, no expensive appointments. Just answer a few questions online about your medical history, and a provider will confidentially review. If approved, your medication is shipped directly to your door in discreet packaging, and shipping is free. No more searching online for answers to questions about ED or sexual wellness. Just go to your Hims account and ask a medical professional you can trust. Why live with ED when the solution can be so simple? And here's that solution, ladies and gentlemen. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to 4hims.com/kindoffunny for your free visit. That's 4hims.com/kindoffunny. FORHIMS.com/kindoffunny. Here's a quick disclaimer. Prescription products are subject to medical provider approval and require an online consultation with a medical provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. Remember, that's 4hims.com/kindoffunny. Now back to the show. I'm not as good at segues as you are, Tim.
We're going to take a quick moment, is what you meant
moment,
to say.
Moment, that's
yeah,
what I meant.
Not message.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you. I'm so sorry.
No, you should laugh. That was a stupid thing to say. I'm a stupid, stupid idiot, but our sponsors are not. No, we already did that read. It's fine.
Oh, I love this show. I love when Nick is just like, I'm hosting the show. Okay, cool. I'm going to be professional. And here we are. Here we are. How many minutes later that this is what we get?
No,
let's keep
fine.
It going.
I know. Here's the thing. The person last week, boy, you better take notes on this one, because this one started off really poignant. And then we talked about our own thumbnails for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
It's called the Kind of Funny Podcast because it's about what we do here. But it's also about you guys out there. And that's why we ask you to write into the show and give us some questions that you want us to answer. Just like South Bay Adam did. He said, hey, guys, with Halloween coming up, what is one of your favorite Halloween movies from your childhood, and does it still hold up today? And I'm especially interested on that last part, because a lot of movies that I think are great, Tim, you've proved to me that they're not great anymore. And it's unfortunate. You kill my childhood every time I open my mouth.
Like what?
Recently going back and watching, we're going back and watching a lot of old Eddie Murphy movies. Golden Child did not hold up. That was one of those that was weird. But I'll say this, last night walked in, had food for my wife. Walk in, she's quiet. I'm like, I know. She's watching something good on TV. She has that look where she looks over and she's like, you're going to fucking love this. Walk in, what you watching, Tim? Beetlejuice. That's
ooh,
right.
Okay.
Tim Burton classic. Look at him. Uh-huh. Look at Kevin above me with his little, he's like looking for an Oompa Loompa over there.
I just hate seeing his jacket pop up. But okay, yeah, Beetlejuice, which please, I mean, that must hold up.
Of course it holds up. Yeah, absolutely. But it's like freaky. And she was like, why did we like this so much when we were kids? And I'm like, I think it was just because it was very creative and interesting and kind of scary, because we liked scary things. Right now on my Netflix queue, South Bay Adam, I've got Poltergeist queued up, and I'm going to watch that at some point this month. And I'm pretty sure that's going to hold up. And then, of course, there's always my ultimate classic, Sleepy Hollow, starring Johnny Depp and Christina Ricci and a whole host of other great actors, including the dude from Starship Troopers, who only did that movie in Starship Troopers and then never did anything. Casper Van Dien, that was his
name. Casper Van Dien, yeah.
Remember him?
Sleepy Hollow, yeah. Good?
I think so.
I never saw it. I just remember when it came out, I remember a lot of people talking shit. I was a little kid, but I just remember like adults being like, oh, I was a piece of trash.
Yeah, a lot of them.
I mean, it's just the Sleepy Hollow story. It's... I think it's a pretty straightforward. It's a Tim Burton movie, so it's silly. And, you know, I just wanted to let you know, Tim, aside from all the people I just listed, Christopher Walken may or may not be in this movie.
Oh.
And he may or may not be the Headless Horseman.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I picture him looking like the
what
way
he
looked
him?
In Batman 89.
Like Shrek?
Like the same hair. Yeah, that giant Max Shrek, that weird ass hair. Nick is just fading away. Nick's good.
What was he?
Come back, Nick.
He was like the Turkish, the headless Turkish man or something. right?
The Headless Horseman. Oh, you mean the they called, not the Cardassian. They called him like a
the what?
Something like that. They called him something
weird.
The Kurgan. No, that was
Cardassian.
He was like, it was like his ethnicity or his nationality, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Man, this guy, this Casper kid looks great without a shirt.
He was good looking. Yeah.
I thought his name was Caster, and I was like, that's a weird name. Casper.
I think Caster's kind of cool, actually. Now that
Caster Troy, like Caster Troy from.
I never really had a whole lot of Halloween viewings. Obviously, I never loved scary stuff growing up. I'd say the only things that I really had was the Disney Channel original movies,
Halloween Town,
or just anything on any, like whether it's Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon. Growing up, they always had Halloween themed stuff happening, and so I'm not the type to like, oh, it's spooky season, let's watch fucking spooky Resident movies. Evil the movie. Is that a scary movie?
No.
Right? Yeah.
Well, Resident Evil.
The first one was. Yeah.
Remember the laser room?
Yeah, yeah, that's exact. It's funny. That's exactly what I was gonna point to and be like, "That's not. That wasn't scary." You know what I mean, guys?
Scary.
The laser room.
It and you're like, "Oh my god, he dodged it!" Remember, and it becomes the net.
Yeah.
And he's like,
oh, it becomes cubes. Yeah,
yeah. And then it cubes.
I guess
Kevin.
The only thing that I remember is maybe doing Saw marathons with friends.
If it's Halloween, it must be Saw. What a stupid tagline.
That is dumb, but they did own a month, so that's
because
cool.
we would always go to the theater and watch the newest one that month. But it was like, I don't know, I don't necessarily consider those movies super scary or anything because I loved them.
Yeah, Andy, for sorry, this was Halloween movies, right? Not scary movies.
Yeah,
okay. Halloween movies.
Did you not have like witches or Hocus Pocus movies that weren't scary but were Halloween themed?
I think of Hocus Pocus as like a Disney Channel sort of thing. Yeah. Like that's
it'd be on Disney Channel
or Halloween Town. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man.
Hocus Pocus wasn't a Disney Channel original movie, but it played on Disney Channel frequently.
Yeah,
but yeah, like Hocus Pocus, Halloween Town. I mean, those are classics. Like Hocus Pocus in a much different way. Halloween Town more in a our age cult classic way, but like Hocus Pocus is legitimately awesome. Like Binx is great.
I remember liking that movie a lot. I think I haven't watched it in a while, so I will watch that one this month at some point, or maybe not, and I will tell everyone if it holds up.
I rewatched it relatively recent, which now seems like a mistake. I could have just waited.
You could have saved it, yeah.
Yeah, but what's very exciting is in like 2 weeks we're gonna have Witches being remade. And Witches is one of those movies that, like, I was why? What? You hated Witches?
That movie traumatized me when I was a child.
Where he turns into a rat. It's
because
Jesus
when
Christ.
They take off their wigs and they're like, and I'm like, this is terrifying. And they
but now it's Anne Hathaway, so it's someone beautiful to look at when she does that, you know?
Yeah, but, and, you know.
Wait, I thought you hated Anne Hathaway.
No, Paula hates Anne Hathaway. I love her.
Oh.
Love's
a strong
word.
I don't have a grudge against Anne Hathaway either. I just wish that Christopher Nolan would stop putting her in Interstellar. That's it.
He just keeps doing it.
I don't understand. She's in all the subsequent sequels.
Hold on. I gotta Google Witches because I don't know anything
Witches
about
is,
Witches.
It's an Angelica Houston movie. I think Angelica it was like a British Houston, film, British and it's based on Roald Dahl, the same guy that
Roald
wrote.
Dahl.
It's a bunch of witches that were trying to turn children into mice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
scary.
Is it scary?
There are scenes in the movie that are like legitimately they'll be on any list of like most scarring children's moments of all time.
When all the kids get like, namely the one where all the kids actually get turned into rat, like mice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrifying. Graphic. They look like they're like agonizing in pain and they get like shrunk.
Kev,
down.
Can you find it?
They shoot. Oh, we've done this before too.
We have.
Oh.
We have done this.
Wait, really?
I don't think Andy has seen it. So
What was the name of that Redditor that commented on Glistening Lips?
Yeah, Glistening Lips, you know.
Listen, Glistening Lips. This is what we do here. We only know you gotta write what you know. Right, Tim? That's what they tell you.
Oh, we
class.
Have done this. Yeah.
And you have seen it?
We're not watching it. Let's
are you
not
sure?
Watch
I mean,
it's
I did all the
years.
Work. I have it literally it's pulled up. It's right there. At this point,
I'm looking at Mr. Bean right now.
Yeah. Mr. Bean. Oh, yes. He's the attendant of the...
God, he looks like a fucking Pixar character.
So you're just watching on your own then? Okay.
Yeah, I got it over here. Okay, that's all good.
It's fine.
I mean, I'd like to watch it with you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I just want to give a shout out to the Boy Meets World Halloween episode. That's one that is a classic.
Oh, the murder mystery one?
With Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's a great episode. Oh, my God.
I mean,
that's
the best episode of the show.
No.
Like, undeniably. Name a better one, Kev. Go.
The one where the dad dies of Sean.
It's not better. It's sadder, but like.
I mean, that's You don't get it, Tim.
It's hard. He leaves. It's hard for me to point out episodes of Boy Meets World. I'm realizing, like,
yeah, me too.
If you were 100%. If you were to tell me and challenge me, Tim, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to name an episode. I just know that.
If I were to tell you, like, think about it, what's your favorite episode? You'd say the Halloween one.
I wouldn't have. I kind of forgot it existed.
Oh my god, you're insane.
Yeah, I just forget a lot of.
Do you guys get freaked out when you marathon a show and it gets to all the holiday episodes, but it's like April?
Yeah.
Or do you like it?
I think it's fine. I don't really.
Because I kind of like it, but my wife hates it. She will not watch an episode of a show if it's out of the month in which it was intended. It's very weird. There he is.
Look, with how quickly I binge through The Office, I will watch two Christmas episodes in 3 weeks. Like,
that's fair.
Like in fucking April, you know, it's just kind of what happens.
I've been
the nature of it.
Binging Community lately, and it's fascinating because that show it calls itself back so often to past episodes. But when you binge it, you get a lot out. Like, I just got to the second massive paintball episode.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm like, oh, I get this. This is funny because I just watched the other paintball episode like 2 days ago. What a great show.
What a great
I was going to say, I always have an issue with shows when they do the musical episodes. Like, you know, every once in a while.
I don't like the musical episodes.
Yeah, they always piss me off because a lot of them, like, let's see, there's one where they wake up and everything's clay animation. I can't remember what.
That's Community. One. Well, Community did the Christmas episode where Abed was like having a mental breakdown.
Right.
And he just imagined everything was claymation.
Yeah.
He kept telling everyone it's not claymation. They were actually silicone dolls that had articulating arms, which was funny.
Is that the same episode where it cuts out of that and he's rapping the Christmas rap? Because that was fucking dope nasty, as Nick would say.
The Troy and Abed connection is like, here's the thing, real talk, if I can tell you guys about this. I've always liked Donald Glover. I've always appreciated him, but I never watched Community. So I never watched him on a consistent basis perform. He is unbelievably good in that show. Mm-hmm. And now I'm glad that he is an actor, and I'm glad that he's getting his sort of like just rewards, and I'm glad that he is blown up as far as like music and all that stuff, because watching him on this, I'm like, dude, if he didn't get famous from that role, that would piss me off. He's so freaking good. And the guy that plays Abed, their chemistry back and forth, because they always did the end of the episode where they're just sitting there rapping. They do the Spanish rap, which is hilarious. And they
do that a couple times. La biblioteca.
It's so fucking good, man. But it's one of those things where I'm like, it's so fun to watch.
I feel like
two people
right
who
now.
Look like they're having to look like, oh yeah, we haven't seen Community yet, Andy.
Yeah, I feel like Nick when we talk about The Office. Like, I'm just
Andy, honestly, I think you'd really like Community. And I think it's not Office vibes. It's a lot more I would say Rick and Morty, but I haven't watched Rick and Morty. It's a lot more. It's. I'm trying to think of an analog, but honestly, okay, here's a perfect analog. It's a lot more of the humor you would think from like more current MCU movies, because it is literally Joe and Anthony Russo like having a hand in like writing and directing a lot of these things. So the humor is fast and it's very kind of irreverent and almost self-aware. Obviously, in MCU, it's
very self-aware.
It's very much. Like, let's make a joke, then let's make a joke about that joke, and let's make a joke about that joke two episodes later and call back to that joke. And it's very creative. It's super creative, and they can do whatever. And shout out to Ken Jeong, who's just continues to be the creepiest actor on the planet.
Did you get to the episode, Nick, where I think it was Abed has a rat for some school project named Fievel?
Well, they're trying to teach him the Donald song,
Glover,
right?
Donald Glover's scared of the rat because he has a fear of rats.
Yes.
And towards the end, he has to confront his fears. And in this B plot, they're playing the fucking the moon song from American Tale. It is just, there's levels to this.
There's levels. It's one of those that, like, you know me, Tim, I'm very insecure as a human being, as an artist, and I get jealous of things. And sometimes when the thing is good, I get jealous of it. And the way I show that is by shitting on it. I shit similar to how I shit all over Greg when he's not here.
How far in the show are you, season wise?
I just got to season 3.
Okay.
But this show's so good, it just pushes past that, and now I'm just a huge fanboy.
Are you aware of what happened
in season 3?
I know at some point season 4.
I know at some point Chevy Chase leaves the show because they had a hard time dealing with him. I know
three starts to get a little wobbly. Four, and then there's moments of greatness throughout the rest of it, but it's never quite as strong as 1 and 2.
Oh, that's too bad. I had it in my brain it was the opposite, where 1 and 2 were the weak seasons, and then 3 through 6 it got better. Because everyone's always
Marks and Rec.
Oh, that's what it is. Because everyone's like, don't start with 1 or 2, just skip those. I'm like, I'm not gonna get the cool jokes later in episodes. But anyway, I'll keep watching.
There are no cool jokes. There are no cool jokes of Parks and Rec in the beginning. Don't worry about it. Skip it.
Don't skip it. It builds story, man. You can't skip any of that stuff.
I tried Parks and Rec. I can't get into it.
Oh, it's so good.
It's another one for me. I think that style of humor is so rooted in the time in which it was made that I can't get too far into it. But Community has really struck with me. Well, that sucks that the rest of Community is downhill for me. Thank you for ruining my night, Tim.
No, honestly, there's still, like I said, there are moments that are really fucking good, but.
Nah, it's trash. Because it was
Because at some point they like what's his name? The showrunner left the show, right?
Showrunner left, different characters leave. I don't want to spoil that. But just like the vibe changes a bit. And they kind of go back to the well a couple times in a way that like you're talking about, oh, the paintball thing, and oh, they did it again and it's great. It's like then they start doing a couple other things over and over, and it's like, well, this isn't quite as good as the last time.
No, that's unfortunate. Hey, you know what? 2 seasons are good enough. I still got Deep Space Nine.
6 seasons in a movie, man.
66, just that the fact that he loves Cougar Town of all shows is so fucking funny.
Wait, is that a real show?
So yes.
No way.
It was a real show with Courtney Cox called Cougar
Town. I remember that.
And the fact that they chose that one show for Abed to be obsessed about is the funniest fucking thing ever to me. I digress. We had one more question from the Patreon folks, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up, Tim. Angel Darth Young Boy said, if you could pick what year you were born in, what year would you pick? I would personally pick to be born in the 1960s so I could experience my teenage years going to Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath concerts, since I unfortunately can't experience them now. Can't wait to find out what you boys think, and thank you. I'll open it up to the floor.
Can we
a hypothetical question.
What are the limitations here?
Can we come out of
the future?
Like, here, check it out. Yeah, see, here's one.
Okay, we're not. Don't bring the fucking Black Eyed Peas into this.
Because Kevin, you're right with me. You're right with me, Kevin. If I want to come out in the year 2062, I come out of the vagina, right? And I'm like looking around.
No.
And can you go back in? That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah,
like no, this year's still fucked.
Yeah, this year. Yeah, because I want to go forward enough into the future where hopefully we've gotten past and we've gotten smart enough to figure out the whole climate change stuff, because I don't want to come out and be like, oh, I'm in Ohio right now and the fucking waters are coming. Like the waters are on their way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I hear what you're saying.
Here's the thing with this question. I feel like the later you're born, and I'm assuming there's a limit. 2020 is the earliest or the latest you can be born.
Sure.
Because we don't know the future. You know, so we can't jump to a time we don't know. Maybe Corona gets 10 times worse next year.
Probably.
God,
probably.
I hope not. No. But I think the later you're born, the better. The fact that, like, kids now are born and have, like, iPads and stuff when they're, like, 4, while horrifying for, like, you look at them, you're like, oh, I don't know if that's the best way to be parenting them. I can't imagine being a little kid with an iPad. That seems fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Yeah, I've seen these kids go into the settings and changing shit. Sometimes you hand them the thing and they're like, oh, I'm going to turn your passcode off. And it's like, well, how do you know how to do that? That's impressive.
These kids are going to be brought up to learn what it's like to have a right stick that controls the camera. It's not something that you're either going to have to learn, and if you don't, you're out of video games forever. Yeah. It's just sort of like it's part of what your life is. Well, and I'm with Kevin because I feel like Kevin and I are such futurists. I've always called myself a futurist.
Damn it, I wish I had. Andy, you got to get me those glasses that you bought, so next time this happens, we can both put them on and be like, that's right, we are the futurists. Well, it doesn't work.
I've always thought of myself as a futurist. Kevin.
I hate you. That's so cool.
If I'm ever, because I want to experience.
No, I get it. I'm with you.
Space travel. Yep. Oh, Kevin, you're in the year 1970. You're Elton John right now.
You're right.
Oh God.
Here comes Nick. Nick has to join. Jesus Christ, dude.
Out, Andy.
Andy, I'm funny too.
He's in the 90s. He's in the 90s.
Yeah, he's in the 90s. Anyway, I want to experience space travel. I want to experience what it's like to have super fast commute. Like when we're talking about these, what are the tubes that are Elon Musk was trying to do, and then it failed. Yeah, but like more inner city stuff where it's like you can get from Dallas to New York and
with the boring companies working on, right?
5 hours or whatever. You know, it's stupid shit like that. It's like
it hasn't failed. Andy, there's still a chance.
Yeah, but I don't know, Kevin.
Here's the thing. No, we're done with that. Okay. The other day, I was talking to, Alyssa about dog parks, right? Because we both got dogs. They like to hang out, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she
call
was
each
like,
other "When you guys aren't there."
What? Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. You nailed it. Anyways, we were talking, and she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go hang out at a different dog park with my buddy who has a Whippet," and I was like, "Fuck, what's a Whippet?" So I said that, but then I also Googled it, and within 10 seconds, I knew a Whippet is just a small greyhound.
Greyhound.
And it's just like, can you imagine a world where you're like, what's Cairo? Let me go to an encyclopedia and find it. And then you're sitting there being like, huh? No, I know. You don't have to imagine it because you're very old. I get it.
I lived through that. That was
the
80s.
That's horrible. I understand there was cool music happening in the past, but like, guess what? We have all of it in our phone here.
That's what I'm saying. If I knew, going back, I would go back and I'd like to be born in 1970 so that I could be actually maybe like, let's say 65, so that I could be in my 20s during the 80s and really experience it. And then I would be like, hey guys, I'm going to make movies and here's my new movie. It's called Indiana Jones. And I'd put it out like 1 year before Steven Spielberg. And then I'd be
like, I don't think you're remembering what happened in like,
hey guys, Kevin, I got a movie pitch for you. Little kid finds an alien, and then the alien's got a little pot belly, and they poke each other with a little hand. E.T.
E.T., baby.
Millions of dollars, baby.
See, I'm trying to look at my answer, and I think that the realest thing I can say is I'm with Kevin in theory about the later the better, but with the vagueness about the future, I think that I have to look at this year and everything that's happened with COVID and how it's affecting everybody. Sure. And I've constantly thought about how lucky I am to be the age that I am while this is happening. Like I look at older people and how scary that must be, like scarier even than it is for us, mm-hmm. right? And then I look at the younger people and like, I'm not even talking about that much younger. Like I'm talking about like, imagine being a college kid, right? No, forget that. Imagine being a fresh out of college kid that is trying to get a job for the first time with where the world's at. Taking it back, like imagine being a college kid, like trying to have all these fun experiences and you just can't. Imagine being in high school and not being able to go to prom or anything if you want to do those things or whatever it is. I keep going back down to like elementary school where you're first meeting friends for the first time and you can't go out and play with all them. So it's like, I feel like I'm kind of in a good place.
See,
I feel like maybe I'd go a year back even. I'd go to the 1990. Because then I'd be a pure 90s kid.
That's a good point.
It's pretty cool to be a pure 90s kid. Just
that's a great point. Because I would love to be born, I'll say 92, 93. Just so I could say I'm younger right now. But I still have such a longer future in terms of like being this YouTube content creator person. And Nick, I would make you, let's take off some years off of you, right?
You guys would probably hate me if I understood all your references.
100%. He'd try to make jokes and still not really get it 100%.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you would not like it.
I feel like part of, I guess, you know, it's maybe part of Nick's charm is not knowing. Yeah.
I like to be in that uncomfortable place where I'm sort of lost all the time. That's where it keeps you fresh, keeps you sharp. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? And what?
Oh, I was going to add a little bit more. I just really feel like we were born in the perfect time because we got a little bit of the not knowing what the world was going to be like without internet, you know, or not knowing what the world is going to like be like with, you know what I'm saying, right?
Like, we lived through the non-Google days.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, that's cool because it gives us perspective on it. And if shit goes wrong, I mean, we could bounce back and figure out how to like survive in the world without it. These younger kids, like there's no chance Barrett survives if the internet's down, you know?
No, he's dead. He's going to starve to death because they'll just keep hitting on Postmates and no one will ever come. Ladies and gentlemen, just like we came for you guys today.
You never need a host ever again.
Andy, he's saying we came here, you know?
Yeah, we showed did, up man. Is what I meant, Andy. Whoa. Get your head out of the gutter. This has been the Kind of Funny Podcast. We bring it to you every week here on YouTube and podcast services around the globe. If you guys are watching this on YouTube and you thought anything we did was super funny, please leave a comment in the comments below and resubscribe to our channel, because that would be really fun. If you haven't subscribed in a while, it feels so good. If you're a Patreon producer, stick around, because guess what? We got a post show coming up for you right now.